Hey.
Welcome to Sexual Frequency.
Yes.
A non-judgmental place where we can play, explore, and vibe into the new paradigm of intimacy and sexuality together. I'm your host, Goddess Lore, and all the juices are flowing tonight because we have a very special guest with us. Ooh. I'm excited, but I'm going to keep you waiting just a little bit because I want y'all to get excited and I want to give y'all some time to get on our YouTube channel so you could see all of the goodness that is going on in this studio right now. You can join us on Lotus Hustle Life or TGN Latinx. Firstly, I want to check in on our very own Rick Rock with the hard cock. Rick, what's good?
What's good, mama? What's good?
Yeah.
We're doing all right. We're good. I'm excited. It's going to be a good show tonight.
It's going to be a fucking phenomenal show.
Hell yeah.
It's also the eve of Indigenous harvest season, we can say. So, Rick, what are you cooking tomorrow?
We're doing turkey.
What are you doing?
My mama's going all out. My mom was going out. Turkey.
Come on.
Brussels sprouts. I don't know if we're doing ham.
Okay, Brussels sprouts. She did
chicken dish, in chile with bacon and wrapped in bacon. Yeah, some Brussels sprouts, some yams or camotes. Yeah, right? Yams.
Yeah.
She's got a lot. And I don't know how many people are showing up, but y'all can come over. So we need to eat all this food up.
I might just pull up because I'm going to my dad's and it's just a couple of us. So
most def, let's do that.
They might have to go Mimi's early, so I might just roll up to your pad.
I always throw the invite to everybody. So whoever wants to come through.
Y'all heard that?
Everybody.
Come through, baby. In HP.
HP, Hunter Park. Hunter Park.
HP in the house. I know that y'all are anticipating hearing from our guest. And I'm ready to get it going. Are you guys ready?
Let's go. Do it. We ready, y'all?
Because in the studio with us tonight, we have music maker.
Yeah.
Experience provider.
Right.
This is my favorite. Human of value.
Yeah.
But this is also my other favorite. Octavia Butler's favorite rapper. What the fuck? Help me welcome Figgy Baby to Sexual Frequency.
Yo. What's good? Goddess Lore.
Can y'all feel the vibes?
Woo! I feel good. Hey, I got Octavia Butler tatted on my arm, actually. No. I do. We in. That's a good. I'm happy you brought that one up. I want everyone to know my Twitter handle. That's it.
I have to because, okay, so I don't know a lot about Octavia Butler. However, I started reading this book. Damn it, and I'm going to forget the name. Pleasure Activism.
Adrienne Renee Brown, right?
No, it's Adrienne Marie.
Adrienne Marie Brown. That's right.
Man, and she is a very big fan of Octavia Butler. And I learned about Octavia Butler through this book, through Adrienne. And I was like, I need to go down a rabbit hole right now because Octavia Butler sounds like this bitch right up my alley.
Yo, facts.
Like, wild. Rest in power, Octavia Butler. But when I got introduced to you, it was like just through IG. It was a friend of mine, and we were talking about like the show and like what I'm wanting to do. And he's like, "Hey, do you follow Figgy Baby?" And I was like, "No, I've never heard of Figgy Baby." Instantly got on my IG, and I saw your Twitter handle, and I was like, "Holy shit! If this isn't meant like to work out," and I've been anticipating this episode for a long time because I've been wanting to reach out to you since like episode one, and I was just like, I was nervous. I'm not even gonna front. Like I was nervous. I was like, oh my god, it's Figgy Baby. But I knew that this was like the type of energy that I really wanted to cultivate in you know the show and like what we're doing here because it's like some new paradigm shit. You know,
absolutely.
And I'm so glad that you're joining us tonight. Listen, my listeners know that one of the top things that gets my pussy wet is a balanced masculine.
Less.
Okay.
Oof.
a balance, not just a balanced masculine, but somebody who is out there building community and being inclusive and just being unapologetically you. And so I just want to give you your flowers, because this is just through your socials that this energy, like, comes through in what it is that you're doing. And now you're sitting right next to me.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. It's exciting.
You know, I feel the love right now, and I feel all those flowers. And I'm really excited to be here. Once you reached out to me and you sent me one of the episodes of your show, I was like, well, this is one of the hottest, and I mean that really, like, sexually hot-ass shit. The podcast, the vibes, it all. And I was like, yeah, this, because people send me, reach out, and they ask, come through different podcasts. Yes. And podcasts are big right now. A lot of people have different shows that cover a really wide range of things, and folks reach out. I'm like, yeah, this shit kind of, it's kind of like lukewarm, you know, like what we really getting into.
Yeah.
And I heard yours 5 minutes in, y'all were like, I was like, man, this shit is getting me. I want to, okay, yeah, yeah, this is right. This feels good. So I'm very happy to be here as well. So
I appreciate that, and I will take those flowers too, because when I reached out and then you were like, well, send me your podcast and let's see if it's a good fit. And I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah, it's real.
Okay, well, here you go. Episode one. Let's go. So thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely.
It feels a little bit like serendipitous, a little bit surreal, but we're here. Baby, and we are live. So we want to invite you to get close and personal with us. Come and sit on our lap, baby girl, baby boy, baby they them, because we have room for all of you here at Sexual Frequency.
Absolutely.
Every part of you is accepted and welcome here. And we want to see you. Join us in the comments. Drop in your questions, your comments. Let us know. What do you want to know about this amazing human I have sitting
the comments
to
already,
my left?
They're already on there. Like we got.
I'm gonna pause that though, real quick, Ricky,
right.
Because before we get started, you know how we do it at Sexual Frequency, baby. Let the people know what time it is.
That's right. It's time for that pre-roll.
Pre-roll time, baby.
Pre-roll.
We got that special invitation just for you. Yes, it is D Slaps Beauty Bar. Ladies and gentlemen, there is only one place that you want to go to get your nails done for this holiday season, and that is D Slaps Beauty Bar. Come get spoiled with their complimentary mango mimosas and variety of snacks as you receive your mani, your pedi, or if you're in the mood for something a little more sensual, you can go in for that milk bath. Ooh. So yummy. D-Slaps Beauty Bar also offers body sculpting and top quality facials for special customers just like you. All the special people that are tuning into Sexual Frequency, we're talking to you, baby. You're that special ass customer. So stop by D-Slaps Beauty Bar. It is located in Torrance at 24401 Hawthorne Boulevard, baby, and get the treatment that you deserve. Once again, D Slaps Beauty Bar. You want to know where it's located? 24401 Hawthorne Boulevard. Ask for Tiana or Mocha and tell them that Goddess and Rick from the Good News sent you, baby.
That's right.
And think of us when you're getting all that scrub and that love.
I might have to go get my nails done. I'm not going to front. My shit is coming down. I got to get fresh up for the holidays. Really flex on them, you know?
Yes, let's go. So now that we've done the pre-roll, Rick, let's get into it. What do we have going on in the chat?
Already. All right,
so Evolve with Nicolette is on saying yes. Hi, beautiful, sexy souls. Karen Mommy's in the house with some hearts and heart eyes. Tyler Payne, Figgy Baby is big.
Hey. Yes.
And then Nicolette saying again, we're all going to Rick's house. So, and Tyler Payne, I just can't wait. Lord have mercy. Karen Mommy wants the address. I'll send that to you later, girl.
He said, hey, in the DMs, hit me up.
We'll do all that at the end of the show.
Yeah, we got a personal moment.
Tyler Payne again, please tell Fig how good his hair looks.
Tyler.
Karen Mommy with the flower emojis. Tyler Payne, close and personal. Damn, milk bath, he's saying.
Right? The milk bath, though.
I never got one. I just started treating myself nice, you know, really getting the bath. You get to exfoliate it.
I'm sorry to cut you off, guys. Also on the chat, the chat room, Nico Baby, yes. saying we love a balanced masculine.
Yes.
Hi from Big Bear.
What up, Clock Big
Blocker,
Bear?
Cock blockers are in the other room, and I'm here for all the sexy.
Yes, baby. Put and the cock blockers in the other room.
Marlene, they're saying good evening, sexy people. So thank you, everybody, for being on the chat. And keep chiming in. You got any questions, you know, shoot them out.
Yes, absolutely. Send all of the questions because we don't get this opportunity like too often. From someone who, and listen, that music that you're listening to in the background.
Who is that?
That's you, baby.
Is that me?
That is Figgy, baby.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
You're going to be hearing a lot of it because... He got some bars.
Yeah.
It's good. And you said it perfectly because it's good. Nice. You're gonna hear it.
Yeah, it is good. And your music, man. Oh man, I love the beats. Yeah. It's good, man.
Hey, shout out to Jaded Eye, that's my producer.
Hey. Yer. Shout out to the producer.
Yer.
So I wanna get started on this because the topic of tonight is reimagining and healing masculinity. And that's really what you're doing. I want to start off with just something that you tweeted. It says, fuck what they tell you. Men cry. Women cry. Everybody cries. It's a goddamn human function that allows you to release all the tension and pain built up in our bodies and mind. Let yourself be free and have the fullest range of emotion you possibly can.
I did write that.
You fucking wrote that.
Yeah, and let me tell you, I cried my fucking eyes out today. Ugh. Hard. And it was amazing. I felt so much better after. Like, euphoric. You get a high from it.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, it's not just a release. It's not just like, oh, cry, it's good. You will literally find pleasure. Yes. Pleasure in that emotional expression. And I feel like, especially for men, holding that shit back, like, you really only hurting yourself. And you could be not even healing yourself, but make you feel good.
Yeah,
you know, get high off them tears.
See, this is what the show is about, and like healing through pleasure. Also, you know that a lot of times we have this misconception that healing has to be this like deep hole that we can never get out of, but we can heal through pleasure. You know, we can heal through some BDSM. We can heal through all of the things through tears, like you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right now, and the reason why I wanted to start off with this particular tweet that you put out, because if that last line is not what the foundation of New Paradigm is, I don't know what is. Let yourself be free to have the fullest range of emotion that you possibly can. Because that means when you're allowing all of your emotions, it means you're being authentic to yourself.
Absolutely.
It means you're living in your truest essence, your energy, your vibration. You're honoring all of those things that are inside of you and are alive and wanting to come out for the world to see. And we have to not let these oppressive systems, like, fuck us up anymore.
No, absolutely not.
We can't.
No.
We cannot. And I love also talking about how the patriarchy fucks up men.
Oh, yeah.
Because the shift has really been around, and don't come at me, you know, but this whole like movement of
she about to say.
Yeah, the future is female. Don't get me wrong. The future needs to expand and open the road for females also to have the same opportunities. But the future is female does not mean that we negate the masculine. It doesn't mean that we say, okay, men, y'all had your chance. Now it's our turn. Like, fuck all y'all, what you got to say. We're taking over.
No, the third space is the future. The future is the purple, is the blending of both, is every human having the access to that full range that we're talking about, right? Is having access to femininity and masculinity and other things that we don't even know yet, right? Yes. That, you know, I've seen shirts that say future is non-binary, but the future is just, we don't even know. It's infinite. The future is infinity. Mm. And I like purple, though. I always go back to purple in regards to thinking about kind of the blending of genders and the blending of just everything, right? The future is purple, y'all.
Listen, look at the studio. We're purple.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, right? That's how I knew when I walked in I was in the right place because y'all had the right lighting and everything. So.
And purple is royalty.
Purple is royalty as fuck.
Purple is royalty. And I have to tell you, you inspired me to purchase a shirt the future is fluid.
Oh,
el futuro es fluido.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
I saw you wearing that shirt, and I was like, I need to get me one of these motherfucking shirts real quick. And I wore that on our second episode. We had an episode on fluidity and I wore my shirt, and I felt, and it was purple. I picked purple.
Oh, it was purple? Dang, yeah. I didn't even know they had that option.
Of course. They have a purple option, and like that's what I picked. That's what I gravitated towards. Hell yeah. Yeah, I love it.
Yo, I was just so giddy. Look at that smile. That's a great smile.
I know. I'm really happy, guys. I'm sure you can tell. So I want to ask you, what has your journey been like to get to this space that you are? Do you feel that you have always lived your life unapologetically who you are, or who supported you in doing that? Because a lot of times, you know, from our experiences growing up, it's like your parents are your first oppressors, you know,
in a lot of ways. Yeah.
Yeah. In a lot of ways they are. So I'm curious to know, like, what has your path been like to get to where you are right now?
Well, just to answer one of your questions directly, I have not always been this unapologetic.
Okay.
Especially not in my gender expression. Mm-hmm. I mean, I played football in high school all 4 years, and that environment and culture is just like the most repressive and hyper masculine and toxic environment that there can be, while also simultaneously being like remarkably homoerotic.
Yes.
And this kind of like weird way where men can explore their sexualities, mm-hmm, in like these really, like, I don't even understand, like, it's going back to, like, these locker room energy, yes, relationships, lapping each other, you know, playing weird pranks on each other. And
it's
like
a bubble.
Like, it's wild. It's, you know, I think one thing, well, I won't get off topic, but now I want to hop back thinking about ways that men are allowed to or find ways to explore their sexuality, mm-hmm, early on. We can talk about that. But I grew up my father's immigrant from Mexico. My mother's actually from England, and then lived in Mexico for 15 years and then moved to the States, and I was born that same year. And I think that I did not come to a shameless point in my life until post-college, until like post-21, and feeling like, okay, I've explored, I've like reflected on my childhood, reflected on the communities that raised me. College also, I went to extremely progressive, like wild out there school in the Western Massachusetts. I'm from, mm-hmm, Southern California, and it was just like, what the fuck is going on here? And just like really engaging with like a very diverse range of folks, especially in the world of queerness and transness. Mm-hmm. But still, even in this highly progressive space, felt that as a masculine energy that was coming in, I was also very quickly to be put in aside and not given that same kind of like patience or love to explore, mm-hmm, my full self. And, you know, I would get drunk and make out with dudes from my soccer team or my frisbee team, you know, mm-hmm, like just like on some silly shit, right?
Right.
But that same way, and we were just like, oh, it's funny, ha 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 ha. And I'm like, oh, I kind of like this. you know what I mean? And I think I'm lucky enough to have been raised by a mother who's been pretty progressive. And I remember she was, mm-hmm, taking me to the AIDS walk when I was like 14 years old.
Yes.
And I was like grabbing condoms everywhere and trying to hide it from her, and really that she didn't give a shit.
Right.
But I think even in you know, being raised by a pretty progressive mother, mm-hmm, there were not talks around consent. There were not talks around masculinity or sexuality, mm-hmm, or gender fluidity. You know, still a very traditional household when it comes to binary,
right?
As progressive they are, still understanding the scope of identity and self as either or, and not this fluid, ever moving, changing, morphing
yes,
thing, which really it is.
Yes.
And that now, really, where my permission of shamelessness is coming from is understanding that today can feel different from tomorrow, that will feel different from the next day, and that allows me to free up to just be like, what feels good right now is what I should be like moving myself towards. And and in terms of communities that supported me, I think that I do owe a lot to women in my life, right? Mm-hmm. Because before anyone else was dapping me up and showing me love, coming through to this space, wearing dresses and nail polish, it was like mujeres in my life and women that were definitely like, yeah, rock that shit. Like my homegirl, Allison, who actually is coming over to my house for Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Nice.
She's the one who, you know, encouraged me to paint my nails for the first time.
Mm.
I had this fresh pair of Jordans that I bought for a college graduation, and they're like these kind of pastel blue. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, I have nail polish, it's like the same color. And I was like,
perfect.
Oh, yeah. And then I loved it. I brought the shoes and I compared it. I'm like, yo, this is so sick. And then I was just like, yeah, this is awesome. But it was just like, it was such a, you know, supportive environment. And from there, you know, as I was moving in my work, people were just you know, like hyped it up, and people really loved and I think affirmed me. You know, folks who hadn't given themselves that permission yet saw me doing these things and were like, dang, like you just gave me permission to do it. And I was just like, oh, wow, this has effect outside of just like my own, like, oh, this is kind of cool. Put nail polish on, right?
Yeah.
And then I think that like reinforces my want to like make a choice towards shamelessness and make a choice towards queerness and fluidity. And yeah, and music too. Yeah. I mean, like as traditional and maybe toxic masculine hip hop and rap can be at certain times, it is also one of the only sources of like extreme range when it comes to emotional expression. I mean, yes. I think about Kendrick, like he has songs where he's like squeaking. It's like he's crying. He's so emotional. He's like talking about his cousin being killed and I can feel like it coming out of his throat. And I'm just like, that is the breaking, right? Even that. And for me, that's just like, that's all I need to be like, wow, damn. And you know, being in creation and dancing and moving and writing and rapping, that has just been such a bridge into my shamelessness outside of the work, you know, as an artist, because if I'm giving myself that permission on the page and on stage, then like, why not give myself that permission everywhere else?
You said so much.
Is that dance, my bad?
No, I'm so glad this is being recorded because there was so many gems in there that I wanted to like repeat and say, fuck, that was so good. Oh my God, that was so good. Like there was, and that happens when it's like you're receiving a transmission almost.
Downloading.
Know, you're like, you have that download that you're just, you know, needing and wanting to share. And when you're in spaces that allow that, it's just so beautiful.
Absolutely.
Especially the stage. I feel like the stage is such an opportunity to show us all the places that like we've never been. Right. And I think that that's some of the best things that happen on stage is when we allow ourselves to go to those places.
Yeah, absolutely.
The places that we're afraid of.
I think
that's the magic.
And I think specifically for myself, I have been developing a relationship with this stage longer than I've been developing a relationship with basically anything else in my life, maybe except myself.
Right.
And so that is where I'm just like, I just like see myself sometimes in reflection, or I even watch like show footage and I'm just like, wow, I can't believe I did that. Like, I can't believe I just like was wearing that or like was saying those things. Like I just like, and it blows my mind, but it's because that's where I'm most comfortable. And I feel like the character of Figgy Baby, right, also has, and sometimes, and sadly, is actually has much more permission to be free than like myself as Fig, kind of like rolling around like in between the work. Because there it's just like I'm so grandiose and like epic and shameless, and it feels powerful, and I see the people and I'm giving and getting, and there's connection and there's downloading, and it's just like, yeah, I'm like a spirit, not even a human anymore. And so with that, there's just like infinite potential. And then I come back and I'm like, damn, I wish I was that brave, just like on a day to day, which I'm not always, and I have to admit that too. But we're working on it, right?
Every day,
you're.
We're working on that every day. I did come across an interview you did where somebody asked you like what superpower you would want if you could have any superpower, and it brought me back to what you just said. It was so interesting. Do you want to share what your answer was? Do you remember?
No, I don't.
You said the ability to fly. Because it would elevate you like on stage, and you were like, and fucking to break dance in the air, like how fucking dope would that be?
That's an awesome answer.
It really is. And so when you said, when you're talking about right now, like that on stage, you're a spirit. If you're literally breakdancing in the air when it's you're like, on stage, you're already doing it.
Someone, you know, hit me with a superpower. Like, y'all stop playing out here. Like, come on now.
Okay, Rick, we got a lot of movement. What's going on?
We do got a lot of movement. All right. So Tyler Payne was saying, God is Lord. You speaking facts right now. While to comment, parents are your first oppressors. So he was saying deep. Watch your mouth with Mozo.
Yeah.
Is saying, hey. Bloomy's in the building.
Mozo in the building.
Shout out to Mama Fig.
Hey.
And Figgy always fresh. Good, yes. Good point. And then Marlena throwing hearts out there. Fig is an official. Oh, I just lost that. Fig is an official gem dropper.
Absolutely.
You got to see Fig live, though. He killed it over here in NYC.
Let's go back. Yes.
Yeah, he did.
And then up here we got Nico Baby saying, mind blown, bro. He says it so simply. If only everyone do it. Don't have to make it so hard. Oh no, if everyone didn't make it so hard, that's what, that was a typo there. So
yeah.
And then yeah, we're all kind of shit. Oh, here we go. Tyler Payne, shit. I've only seen him live in Cali. He is coast to coast.
He bi-coastal.
There you go.
Bi-coastal, baby. Bi-coastal, hey, international. That's facts. You know?
Yeah. Shout out to Berlin. Shout out to Montreal. Listen, you can be at the Paris show?
I'm going
to
be at your Paris.
2022. We're going to European tour. So
wait, it's already set? It's already in the books? Because I know you've been manifesting.
I've been manifesting. Things are happening right now.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm going to manifest with you.
There you go.
Figgy baby Paris 2022, baby.
Facts. That's it. It's happening. And done.
You literally fucking said so much that we can like unpack and peel in all of the layers. I want you to talk a little bit, though. I would like to know more about like the work that you're doing as far as community building.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because so important. And this made me reflect, too, because obviously my show is for, or our show is like for adults, you know, and because, you know, I have a 13-year-old and a 7-year-old. And I'm like, man, when would I feel comfortable for my 13-year-old listening? And it'll be a while. But
Couple years.
Yeah. But it made me think that, like, you know, the answer is really, like, when we go with our youth. Because I feel like the youth is at an age, like, when kids are young, they're so much closer to their divinity.
Absolutely.
That they are just sheer magic and they just speak the truth, right?
Yes.
But as we get older and we take them to all of these oppressive places like fucking school, right? Like their imagination starts kind of being killed off a little bit and you have to kind of stand in line and do all of those things. So the youth is really like a pocket of where am I going? What do I have permission to do? You know, and so the fact that you're doing work like this with youth is so powerful and so important. So speak on that.
I'm going to immediately go to a conversation I had with my middle schoolers Friday. And I asked them, because I recently just shaved all my hair off. Mm-hmm. And I asked them, I did it that night too. After the fact, because I was telling him, I was like, yo, I'm trying to shave my head off, like, you know, but I'm a little scared, right? Feels like a big risk, you know. Yeah. I connect myself a lot to my hair and all that, and you know, and so I asked him, like, yo, what's the biggest risk that you want to take or have taken with your like fashion or like with your body, right? And I felt like, you know, they were like, well, I want to dye my hair, or I want to paint my nails, or, you know, I want to like get a piercing or something like that. Yeah. Right. It was, but I, and these are middle schoolers too. So it's like 12 years old and just like, they want to dye their hair. It's like this really kind of like exciting thing. And I feel like that is the conversations that we're having that has almost the most value. You know, some of the language around patriarchal masculinity and all that be going over people my age's head. I mean, it goes over my head, like, you know, and so we're just getting down to exactly what you said, like making them feel comfortable to maintain that shamelessness. Right, maintain that permission over and over and over, so then that continuously as they grow, they still feel like they can express themselves and be their wildest kind of like risk-taking selves, you know. And I love that. And but yeah, so I have to have youth in my life. I just like have to be surrounded by young people all the time, and it's so important to me. Before my my full-time job before I became a full-time artist was teaching karate in preschools. And so I just like,
that's cool.
It was fun. But right now I lead young men's circles for high schoolers and middle schoolers every week out of this program called A Place Called Home in South Central. And we get down about everything. We're talking about fashion. We're talking about crying, communication, consent. And really it's surprising how much they understand, right, from a young age, too. Absolutely. I feel like a lot of time we don't want to have these conversations around sex or consent or touching with kids because we feel like it's going to corrupt them. But really, like, that stuff is already happening, like just hugs or high fives or, like, can I pet your dog, or, you know, can I borrow that pencil? Like, those are – that's consent, right? And so those are the conversations we're having. And also, like – I mean, with the youth, they're wild because they just say whatever. And that's so beautiful because I'd rather have – people in my life just be shamelessly asking questions that are kind of like a little buck, so then we can handle it and move forward, than be holding that in because they're scared they're going to offend someone, because they're not going to learn otherwise.
Yeah.
And I see that a lot in my men's group that are like, you know, much older. And I really appreciate with the young people that they're just sharing things in their life so shamelessly. Like a young, right. young man was talking about his girlfriend and she wasn't showing up to class. And so, but then he was like, started talking to like his girlfriend's friend. And he's like, and you know, just kind of nice, like having someone pay attention and like have some like, you know, like kind of like touching me and showing me. I'm like, yo, yeah, let's talk about love. Like, let's talk about physical touch. Let's talk about needs and wants. And I'm like, thank you for just like going in at it. Right. And he's like, and then yesterday, we had a meeting and they were like, they're like, hey, yo, mister, like, how do you deal with like breakups? And I was like, hey, let's also not front. I'm like, did Shorty break up with you? He's like, yeah. And then I'm just like, all right, cool. Well, let's like, yo, first of all, I was like, yo, I'm sorry, that sucks. Right. Yeah. And then we talked about it. We talked about taking care of ourselves and just being gentle with ourselves and loving ourselves. And really, that's it. I mean, with the youth, I mean, that work is so important to me with the youth specifically, community work in general. I just want to be tapped into my neighborhood. I want to be tapped into my community, my city, and my global network as well. Mm-hmm. And so whenever I'm on the road, if it's, you know, around masculinity or not, it's I do a lot of creative writing workshops as well. And that's important to me because that is inherently that's also the work. Yeah. So like with my young men, every week, one of the first things we do is a 5-minute free write, just reflecting, right? Love building it. A vocabulary around expressing ourselves and also building a series of tools of how to let out our emotions, right? Because they got to go somewhere, right? And we talk about that. Yes. Anger, frustration, rage, that's all okay. That's all okay. Just find healthy ways to have them so, you know, you're not out there hurting people, hurting yourself.
Damn, I love that. Rick, it's popping.
Yeah.
What's up?
Watch your mouth. What Moses is saying, we can't forget about the youth. Shout out to Fig and everyone out there doing the work. And these are important convos. Yeah. Absolutely. And then Nico Baby saying, Paris, here we come. Paramommy saying, manifesting sexual frequency show with audience and Figgy performing.
Oh, let's do this.
Hey, I might have to drop a couple bars tonight, you know.
I mean, you know, we ready here.
Man, we get a little hot. I got some hot shit on the... Ready to drop.
We love the hot shit. So important, especially for young boys, you know, of color, and even men. Just this,
definitely men.
Yes, especially man. Just this week, we had I don't know what award show it was, and Kid Cudi showed up in like a dress. I want to say it was a wedding dress, looking ish. It's not the first time Kid Cudi shows up in dresses anywhere or nails painted or whatnot.
No, absolutely not.
And somebody posted on their Facebook. Yeah, I'm still on Facebook, guys. You know, got some family there. You know, I got like my school group is on Facebook. Anyway,
it's all good.
because listen, my sisters be like, damn, you're such a boomer. I'm like, yo, fucking whatever.
Hey, boomer.
42 and fabulous. Hey. 42 and thriving, baby.
Hey, come say what's up to me on TikTok, right? Figgy baby, we having fun.
Gotta slow down. I'm on TikTok too. I just need to be more active.
Oh, sheesh.
And so he posted on there, and he's older than I am, and he was like, you know, what are these men doing? They're like attacking masculinity, and you know, and somebody, of course, the people start agreeing, and I simply just put on the comment, I said, I don't think he's attacking anything. I think he's just doing what he wants.
Right. What? Yo, what is an attack? Dang.
You feel threatened by this person wearing a dress?
People really need to understand the difference between comfortability and lack of safety.
Yes.
Because right now, you even talk about the language that we're using, like, I feel attacked. Do you feel attacked? Do you feel like you're at risk right now in any way? Or are you uncomfortable? Mm-hmm. Right? Which is fair. And again, like I said before, I'd rather you just say, call it out what it is so we could talk about it instead of like saying this outlandish shit that like is just wild. Like, you feel attacked really right now. This is like you can't sleep tonight because you worried that your safety is on. Right. Like, what's going on? Like, now you're uncomfortable. You're uncomfortable because you wish 20 years ago you let yourself wear a fucking skirt.
And that's what I was going to say. And you're uncomfortable because there's a part of this that you are drawn to.
Yeah, it moves you.
That's are attracted to.
It moves
to.
You. Yeah,
bars.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. There is something in there that is calling you. It's uncomfortable, so it makes you angry. It makes you say, like, what the fuck? This is like nothing I've ever seen. Huh. But you're ignoring that little tickle, that sensation that you're feeling in your body.
Because if you were like, whatever, Ekis, like, it doesn't really bother me. Like, just like, okay, oh, cool. And then move on. It's like, yeah, that's whatever. But the fact, like, right. it's moving mm-hmm. you. There is something about this that is yes. like causing a emotional reaction, and that alone is enough to be like, oh my God, what's happening? The walls are collapsing, yeah. but, you know? And instead of like the fear, I would say, be like, okay, let me give myself some yes and energy and explore this.
I love that. Yes yeah. and. Yeah. Yes. And so important. And we have so much to learn from what you're saying. That age group of children that just say what's on their mind.
Yeah.
Because as adults, now we can see the world that we're living. People are scared to say anything because they're going to get canceled. People are afraid to say something because it's like, you're so insensitive. You're so ignorant. And while there's a difference between being like willfully ignorant and wanting to be hurtful, there's also something to be said about somebody who's speaking from a perspective of being a product of society.
Absolutely.
And not being exposed to certain things. Man, my friends just showed me this episode of this one show. Oh my gosh. I want to say that it's Shangela. And, oh my God, who is, I don't know, they're drag queens. And they go out to, like, different areas in, like, the U.S. to places where, you know, that's not something that's, like, very common. They right. showed me an episode and they went to Selma.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Scary. They're brave.
So, so fucking powerful. Like, man, I'm going to hit up Tony. Text Tony, see if he can tell me what the show is, because it was so powerful. And there was actually a woman in the circle, because they talked to a lot of the women who were part of, you know, the civil rights movement that was going on in Selma. Yeah. And one of them had major Octavia Butler vibes.
Mm, mm, mm.
The presence, the voice, the knowledge, the beauty that was coming out of her mouth, that was just like, it was just so beautiful. And so much of it is about exposure. It's like, we don't know. We separate ourselves from this reality. We make ourselves the other. We make, or not even ourselves, the other
people,
person.
The other.
Yeah. It's like, what? There always has to be the other. Why? There doesn't.
It's hard because I think folks don't know how to define themselves if they're not someone else to define against.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
And it's like, I need
yes.
this to know what I am. Yeah. And it's kind of sad because you don't just know who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you yeah. have to, like, well, I'm not that. Yeah, people's... Ooh, low battery. People are defining themselves by what they're not by what they are.
Oh, yeah.
And it's hurting them, especially men, right?
Absolutely.
Because I'm not soft. I'm not gay. I'm not effeminate.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not a, you know, what I'm whatever. But what are mm-hmm. you? Like, what are you? Are you confident? Are you explorative? Are you adventurous? Like, what, I feel like, yeah, we're just like, and, you know, going to the bar to watch a sports game is not a mm-hmm. personality trait. That's a hobby, y'all. Figure that out. All right.
Absolutely. You're right. Rick, what do we got going on in the chat?
Evolve and Nicolette saying Figgy just gained another fan.
Hey, Evolve.
Watch your mouth with Mozo says bars.
Definitely.
You look great, Goddess Lore. Big facts in the conversation right here we were having. She's saying, I'm convinced Lil Boozy's deep down is in love with Lil Nas X.
Yo, Mozo, you wild, bro.
I mean, you gotta say, you know,
facts.
Yeah, exactly.
facts.
Also, you gotta say what you gotta say. Mm-hmm. And get with it or get lost.
You heard. Yeah. Hey, you know the vibes. Hey, Mozo is a real... Hey, shout out to Mozo and shout out to that podcast yes. as well. Mozo is doing a lot of this great same work, you know, around exploring masculinity and manhood through a Dominican perspective as
yes,
well. So
we should link up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's link up.
That's it. Adnan.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's so much and there's so many dynamics because women play into it as well, you know. And again, it's the system that just has us fucked up, thinking that we have to think and be and do certain things. And in order for us to be ourselves, we have to, that means we have to oppress or alienate other people, or in order for me to come up, I have to, you know, be like, oh, I don't want a soft man. I don't want a man that's going to cry. I don't want, we have to be able to hold space for the masculine to be the masculine and have vulnerable, vulnerable moments in the same way that the masculine has to hold that energy for women to have moments of, you know, being able to penetrate and, you know, be out there and be in the forefront. It's literally. Literally, my dream is.
I wanted to say it earlier. I wanted to let you finish, but
listen, we about that pegging life. Okay?
Hey, yo, shouts to real men get pegged. All right,
listen, I agree. I saw this meme, which is perfect timing for tomorrow. Right. It says a perfect question to ask at the Thanksgiving table is like, how do you feel about pegging? Like if you're trying to leave early, you could just. So how do you feel about pegging? What are your thoughts on pegging?
Oh, yeah. They definitely won't be like, yeah, take a, you know, don't even take it to go play. Just.
Yeah.
Yes. We can talk about that, too, to be honest, because I feel like that's. Anyways.
Yeah.
Everyone, I would say this, in any moment of tension or action, that everyone involved in the party has to take responsibility.
Yes.
Right? Men, women, non-binary folk, everyone has responsibility to take in reimagining, dismantling, and rebirthing our understanding of self and in our range as humans. And, you know, I know even that, you know, women are, and especially in households and mothers and fathers, they're perpetuating those same, don't cry, you're a boy, right? And then in relationships as well, I've, you know, been out, and I talk about this in one of my songs, Polish, where, you know, I'm going out with women and they're like, see my nail polish, and they're like, nah, that ain't it. And I'm like, really? I'm super hot. I got a good dick. And like, they out here being like, oh, off the nail
you
polish.
You heard it here. He got good dick.
I got good dick. Y'all can ask around. But like, yo, and then, but y'all missing out because of the nail polish? Like, that's wild, you know?
Yeah.
And they're just, you know, and they're judging my entire character, not just a good dick, you know?
Right.
But also kind of person I am and considerate and whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. And the same thing that, you know, they've also been internalized these understandings of what is attractive, what's hot, what's sexy, and then seeing, you know, this person in a dress or in a skirt or even something that's like nail polish seems like not even that like present. It's like down in my hands. Like you don't even really see it if you don't have to.
Right.
And that being such a turnoff, not allowing for that kind of thing. It's just like I feel sorry that men and women and all folk are limiting their ability to build relationships and also allowing themselves to grow and have, again, right, tapping into the root of this all is the full range of emotion because of these very superficial things, really. You know, Kid Cudi, like, in a like dress, like, at the end of the day, like, it's kind of sad that it's such a revolutionary thing for a man to show up in a skirt or a dress.
Right.
And I feel bad sometimes when people are so hype about the gender bending that I do because, really, I'm like, damn, the bar is so low. The bar is so low. This is what y'all stoked about. And like, of course, like it's still, you know, a lot of people are not giving themselves permission. So it has value. And also I'm like, damn, we got some work to do, you know?
Yeah. It's like, but we used to all wear fucking robes back in the day.
Men, women,
we all fucking wore robes. You know, how hot is it like to see a man in a kilt? Come on.
Hey,
like
that's a, yeah, the kilt vibe.
Yeah, when I was younger, I mean, you know, when I was like younger, I was like, ooh, kilt. Like, I love that.
Yeah.
And then Braveheart came out.
Oh.
I mean, you know, Mel Gibson problematic.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know.
I was just about to say, but you got it. Yeah,
even wrestling, Roddy Roddy Piper.
Roddy Piper. Absolutely. He wore his kilt. Yeah. And that was a big turn on. And then, you know, Braveheart came out and that scene, like when they're ready to go to battle and they all lift their kilts up and showing their shit. I'm like, you go.
That's tough.
Showing your kilt. Like you fucking came to war without any undergarments. Like that's, what?
Yo, most flexibility. It's practical. It's practical.
Right.
I love that shit. I don't know why this is making me reminding me of this, but there's some indigenous groups in like Australia and New Zealand.
Yes.
And they do a lot of these, I feel like, and this is maybe not exactly related, but I was thinking about the, you know, like the Braveheart scene in the war, and they before their like games or like at funerals, they have these like dances, right? I can't remember what they're called, but they're like crying and like express. Yeah, and there's something about that I love, and I feel like that is this like really kind of like beautiful blending place. I really remember. I wish I knew the name of these like these dance these songs or these like I don't even know what mantras or spiritual callings mm-hmm. or I'm sure they're called many things, but like a group of men just like in screaming and yelling and then also like having these like mass emotions, letting it out. And yes. it seems that it's like in one way, like this super hyper masculine thing, but then also it's blending perfectly with like allowing yourself to just be like so emotional and yes. present. And, I don't know. I just took a small yeah. tangent because I was just thinking of the war scene it's, and then just in general that energy. But they're yeah. not going to war. They're like a sports game or, you know, having mm-hmm. a ceremony or something. And I'm just like, oh, and this is a positive way to let it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Because yeah. there's very few places where men are allowed to show emotions. And like we were saying, like the pocket or the bubble of sports being one of them, whether you're in the locker room or if your team wins the Super Bowl or, the Dodgers winning the World Championship, seeing a man cry, it's like totally acceptable.
Yeah.
You know, but if he's expressing some type of emotion over like an actual relationship in their life, it's like, man, stop being a little bitch. What's wrong with you?
Crazy. And I'm
like,
yo,
and I'm like, stop calling men pussies, okay? Pussies are fucking bomb. Yo. You should want to be a pussy,
I really
bitch, we tight, we wet, we all of it.
One of my favorite responses to that diss is like, oh, you a pussy, is like, I am what I eat, you know what I mean? I always remember that. I always remember when I first heard that, I was just like, oh my God, yes. I'm going to use that all the time.
I like that.
Absolutely, I am.
Absolutely, what's
up? I am absolutely a pussy. Thank you very much. I love
that
it.
Shit. Juicy mouth. Okay, anyways.
No, the chat. Everyone's on the chat. LMAO Fig. What do you call it? Felix Reyes Jr. saying they blocking, they blessing based off some nail polish, ? Shame on those women.
Absolutely.
And laughing emoji. Watch your mouth with Moses and gangsta as fuck.
That's my boy right there.
And then back to Felix. Braveheart was before we knew Mel Gibson was so problematic.
Yeah, absolutely. It was before he was problematic. Shout out to Felix. Shout out to everyone from the good news who's on here. Evolve with Nicolette. She's got her show. We Don't Make the Rules podcast is on to with Felix. Thank y'all for coming through and supporting. We the fam here, like, you know, we show up for each other. Man, time is just going by so fast, but a couple more things that you tweeted.
Oh wow, bring it back.
Here we go. Don't be out here trying to find the one. You are the one.
It's true. That one I remember because I've been trying to remind myself of that recently. Bruh. Yeah.
And there is no one.
Yeah.
There's no one. It's the one you choose or the multiple ones that you choose. There's no, you know, and not to say that that doesn't exist because, you know, don't come at me, all the monogamous people. But that's okay. Like, if that's what you are choosing,
right,
it's all good.
Right.
If that is your one and that is your choice and that is who you're dedicated to.
And even in monogamous relationships, though,
choose yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Even in those, that comment wasn't even around polyamory or monogamy or that. It was literally at the end of the day that you are your first relationship and you are your first priority and you are who you should be finding pleasure and joy for. Mm-hmm. And that will only allow you to find pleasure and joy with and for your partner or many partners or whoever.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And that's so, true.
Yeah. Take care of home base.
I like that. Yeah, absolutely. You are number one. That's what I've always kind of believed. Like, yeah, you know, worry about you. I mean, as much as I love to take care of everybody first mm-hmm. and put myself last, at the end of the day, you still got to worry about you, and you should always look out for number one. And go that route first, you know?
Because no one's going to complete you. You're already complete. Absolutely. You're a whole ass human.
You a whole ass.
By yourself. Just you, baby. Yeah. Nobody else.
Take care of home so you could house, you know?
Yeah. And listen, I always say that too, like when it comes to sexuality and self-pleasure, it's like you're the partner that you're with the longest. You are the longest sexual relationship you will ever have.
Absolutely. And off of that, you're really making me want to talk about masturbation and especially self-pleasure for men mm-hmm. that we, and I'm going to say we because I want to take accountability with the community. We do not know how to pleasure ourselves. We do not know how to be tender and gentle. Yes. I know men who can't even touch themselves other than when they're jerking off, like they're dead, you know, like just like how to give yourself a massage, how to like explore what feels good. Like, have you ever just like rubbed your inner thigh or
y'all,
your belly
y'all
or
do the thing? I do it all the time.
Really, get in your neck. Like rub your own head. Take a bath. Like light a candle. Have some like deepness when you're touching yourself. You feel me? And And yeah, so I just wanted to add that in as well.
It's usually very like genital focused.
Oh yeah, and very quick. It's about the job, getting it done, and then moving out. Opposed to this experience of pleasure and exploration. It's just about like, again, a very like traditionally masculine trait of like the productivity, like getting it done and then moving on. And it's like, nah, take some time. Like, yo, feel you, homie. Come on,
like,
now.
You're not 13 anymore. Like, and your mom leaves the house, and you need to like rub it out.
Yo, you got your own apartment
because she's coming home.
You got apartment and healthcare, yo. Come on, touch yourself.
I've been leaving my son home alone. You know, like today, I took my little one to get a COVID test. Yeah. You're gonna go to the Clippers game on Friday, and I was like, no, you don't have to go. He's 13. I'm giving him a space, giving him his time. And we have a bird. And he's like, well, just make sure to text me before you get here so I could put the bird away. And I was like, the bird could be code for whatever you want it to be, but I'm going to text you and let you know that I'm coming.
Oh, mama.
And I'm going to give you your time.
That's real. You know? I always wonder. I always, in my head, I'm like, oh, I absolutely am going to know if I have kids, like what's going on. And I wonder if my folks did know or if they didn't. Sometimes I feel like they didn't. And but then also I'm like, how could they not have? But also different generations, so sometimes they just ignore that this is a thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, like I let him take his longer showers now. I don't bother him. Wow. You know, like because I know, you know, like I know that he needs his time. He needs, you know, time to be with himself.
Yeah, absolutely. That's beautiful. Yeah. You're awesome. Oh, what a great mama. You. Fuck.
You're doing it right.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, Rick, what do we got?
All right, so watch your mouth with Mozo saying, I am what I eat. Twitter fingers over here. Felix Ray is saying, if you're not good, how can you be good for someone else? Watch your mouth again saying, the relationship with yourself is the most important relationship. Mm-hmm. It's all about the experience.
Yes.
And then Felix Reyes, apartment and healthcare, laughing emojis.
Right, the healthcare has me dying. Like.
You got it all.
Watch your mouth. Take your time with my brothers. But take your time, my brothers. That's the last one.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. And you know, like one of the principles in Tantra, to get men connected to their heart space, or when you're in a masculine space, I should say, because men have a womb space also, but that's a different episode. The way to get into a masculine heart space is actually first through the genitals. So you start with genital touch, but then you bring the energy up to your heart space, and that allows you to open and to expand. And then you can go back to the genitals, you know? Like, all right,
y'all write this down. Mozo, write that down.
It doesn't have to be only genital focus, but for males, it's like, it's their pull. Their negative pull is their heart space. Their positive pull is their genitals.
Yeah.
And for women, it's the opposite. Their vagina is their negative space because we're taking in, right? We're taking the penetration in.
Oh, you mean negative. Okay.
Yeah. Negative and positive pull. Yeah. So listen, start with your genitals, but then bring the area up to other parts of your body. Like it's a sensation outside of this world. Like, if y'all self-pleasure game isn't up after a pandemic,
right?
You need to ask yourself some questions.
Come on now, what you really do with all that time? What you really do with all that time?
You need to have a private session with me because I have some things to teach y'all. Man, time is running so fucking fast. It's like ending so fast. But, you know, we have to ask you. As much as I want to just keep talking about all of the things, you're definitely, I hope that you would come on again. But, you know, we have to ask you some questions that we ask our guests.
Some hot shit?
Some hot shit.
Yo, let's talk about that. That's where I really came on.
Some hot shit. He wanted some hot boy shit.
I want some hot boy shit.
Okay, so here we go. When was the last time you self-pleasured? And what did it look like?
Oh, damn. When was the last time I self-pleasured? Mm-hmm. Last night.
Okay.
What did it look like?
Yeah, what did it look like?
Damn, we gonna be real, real?
We gonna be real, real.
I'm not gonna lie. I was on TikTok. And there was someone super fun that I found while I was scrolling. And it seemed from the energy of their post that they may or may not have an OnlyFans. And so I just, and I'd seen their post a few times and just been like, wow, this is such an attractive person. I do want to say, side note, TikTok is totally like softcore porn a lot of the time. Yes. And that's why sometimes I don't like it. But I was kind of like, all right, you know, I feel like touch. And I was thinking about this specifically yesterday around like having, doing more than just like the genitals. And so I was kind of like, and now with my head shaved, I've been like rubbing my head a little bit more. And it feels good like against my head. And, you know, it's like a little cold, a door open, like the wind blowing through. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, let me look at this person's OnlyFans and checked it out. And, you know, they had one and they had some little hot video, some oral play. And and you know, and y'all really, my Instagram followers, I should probably cut them off right now because y'all getting more than you've ever gotten before.
Instagram followers are like, yes,
yo, right?
They're getting really? On TikTok right now.
no, but I found them and enjoyed their videos a lot, and I think that I think when you find people on TikTok, there's this aspect of like, oh, what else is more? Because obviously they're not revealing everything, and so I'd seen them a few times, and already just they kind of moved me and. You know, it made me tingly throughout my body. And that then I found them and I was, I'm not going to lie, I was super stoked that I found a video of them. Like, I was like, oh, yes, they have an OnlyFans. Like, I'm like, I just, because you know, they didn't say specifically, but I was like, they got energy.
I'm
like,
wait, you found my shit? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Was that was, you? Were was, you? Are you my newest subscriber?
That was, my bad. I have to use a different name, though, because I don't want you to know, you know, I'm a fan and a fan. But I found a video, and yeah, I just like, and I'm not going to lie, I was, yeah, it was good, and it was.
Mesmerized by the energy.
Yeah, it was. I was just like happy because it built up because I was, like I said, I didn't know. Yeah. And I found them and I was excited and I was kind of already feeling myself and like in my senses. And, you know, just took my time.
It happened. You found it.
It felt good. It felt good. It was actually, it's a particularly good one. I just.
We're here for it. Yeah. We're here for all of it. Okay, let's keep on with the hot girl. Hot boy shit.
Hot boy shit. You know,
okay. Right. Have you ever had an emotional release through orgasm?
Oh, you mean like cry after?
Cry or any type of like emotion that made you feel maybe overwhelmed or just felt like, wow, like what was that?
Oh, I feel like I have that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's something that like, that's when I know it's good. I'm like, I'm like, wow, this is like almost even beyond the pleasure. It was just like some like deep, when, because it's beyond the physical, when the emotional and the physical like are coming together, it's just like epic and the tingling. And, you know, I've, first of all, I've definitely cried after sex out of just like, overwhelming pleasure. Yeah. And I feel like it's such a positive thing. And it's not like a, you know, I'm just like, and I'm kind of like in the bed or like whatever, like, oh my God, like what a fucking wild ass, just like, and I'm like, damn, this shit is really, that's that dope. Yeah. Like the sex is so good that like I was moved beyond just like my body. And, and I think in regards to like beyond crying, just like this mass emotional response where I just feel, I don't even know how to say it. Like I'm kind of going back in my head right now. And I, for some reason I feel it in my teeth. Mm. There's like some tingling in my mouth right now, thinking about like a specific moment coming out and just being like, also feeling like high, this like endorphins rushing and just feeling like life is going to be, I mean, I have that good sex where I'm like, yo, everything is good in the world. I'm going to be famous and rich. And like, this shit is like, this is what it's about right here. Like I'm getting, but absolutely, I kind of want to like, it's hard to explain. I've never been asked this question, but I've absolutely felt like a mass emotion response. I think especially when you said like overwhelming, usually that has like a negative connotation, but I think it's like this over, but it's like a good, it's just like, and you know what it is also? It's like an extreme experience of presence because like I am just so in my emotion at that moment and there that I'm not thinking about what I'm worried about tomorrow or like things that have been bringing me down or the work I have to do. I'm just like so caught up in like the combination of pleasure and joy and excitement and the thrill and just a connection, right? I think so.
I know. Yes, I'm about to take
I'm in it right here, right? Yo, woo! Let's see what's up.
I'm all, there are other people like me in the world.
Yo, that's what sex is. It's not just, it's like, I'm also, because I also know I've had bad sex. I've had sex with people who, I think, especially as a man, I've been thinking about this a lot recently because more recently, I was having a physical sexual encounter with someone and I had a lot of build up through like texting and energy. And then right. I met with them and I was like, oh, you know what? This is not moving me as much as it did. And I'm just going to kind of stop it earlier on and take time to like build it.
Right.
And had, you know, they asked like, oh, you know, do you have a condom and kind of like ready to go? Mm-hmm. And I was really proud of myself that I didn't follow through with that because yeah. I realized that I wasn't moved at that moment. And so many times in my life, especially as a man, I felt this pressure that if I can have sex, then I should. And I did. And I felt really empty and the opposite of that, like mm-hmm. just kind of like, oh, that was great for like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of whack. I feel like not that great about myself and I didn't mm-hmm. really want to do that. And so I'm really something that I want to work on and continue working on. I really recommend for all the homies out there. Also, just like you don't always have to have sex. Like it's okay.
Yeah.
You know?
That part.
Yeah.
What you said, it was like right on the fucking money. Like, if it's there in front of me and I could, I should.
Yeah.
And that's not necessarily going to yield you the best experience.
Absolutely,
you
know? Not. Yeah.
Because if you're not ready, if you're not feeling it, then it's like, what?
Don't force it.
Yeah, what are we doing? Don't force it.
Yeah. What are we doing? It's not going to be good.
It's no, not going to be.
You're definitely
and then it's,
right.
But
about
then
that.
Later, that really when you're like, I know that I want this and you're in it, it's going to be so fucking amazing because yeah. you know. And that's when you also get in touch with like, oh, this is moving me. And I know that because other times it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then tapping into, you know, those moments and what was,
yeah.
you know, learning then why this made, you know, moved you and other things didn't. And building yes. your vocabulary up and be able to say that, oh, I like this. Like, I like that. I like this kind right. of foreplay.
Yes.
Like when you talk to me like that, I love, you know, right? All that shit. Just
yep. Expand yourself.
Absolutely.
Okay. What is your favorite body part? On yourself,
okay,
and somebody else.
I wasn't sure.
And yeah. others, we want to know all the things.
I love some fucking thighs. Just dig Ooh. Myself in them shits. Just be biting on them. Just like, just all up in it. Just like, I want some thighs. I want hands full of that shit.
Ooh, okay.
I want yeah, hands full, face in there, kissing up and down, gripping and grabbing, and just kind of like, I love just a handful thighs. Of somebody in them. You know, I love thighs and myself. That's interesting. I like my shoulder and neck area a lot.
Okay.
Yeah, like kind of from like right above the nipples up to like my neck. And I mm-hmm. think I touch there a lot too. Like there's a lot of this that happens in my life.
Yeah.
And so I think I like being touched there. I like touching myself there. And I also like, hey, yeah, what's up? Come on.
I'm like, oh, we're here.
Yeah, no, it's okay. good, right? God, it's Lauren. What's up? Anyways. we in the after hours.
Yeah. No, but that's for pillow talk after the show.
Yeah, yeah, right, right. So I like this part and I like showing it off and I
It's a very nice body part, right?
Thank you very much.
Okay. Forever Bay or We Can All Play.
Forever Bay.
Or We Can All Play.
I think that
you can plead the fifth.
No. I'll go answer. I'll go answer.
At this particular time, wow.
Yeah.
It can definitely.
I feel like I do like the idea of partnership and having a primary.
Yes.
And also, I like We Can All Play. I like somewhere in between. I like maybe the primary okay. partner, and then with like the room to really explore that, which is currently what I do have.
Yeah.
So I do have that. A primary hand.
I love that.
And then there's, you know, room to play and permission and boundaries. And I think that works and we're working yes. on it.
I love it.
And, you know, definitely trying to invite some other folks in with us too. So we got applications in the link in the bio.
Come on, wait, which bio?
You said you're linking.
Let me make sure my phone's not going to die.
Yeah. But both exact, yo, both and.
I love it. Yes. That's me too. Both and the same. Okay. So you would not be offended if somebody called you an ass? Or would you?
Called me an ass?
Yeah.
If someone called me an ass, mm-hmm. why? Because I am what I eat?
Exactly.
You sly, goddess. You sly, Mo. Oh, wow.
The people want to know because I'm very big on ass play.
Okay.
I feel like.
I will say that I absolutely, to start receiving.
Yes.
I'm all about, hey, get up all up in there. I mean, you know, that's like some, yeah. And I'm all about, yeah, I like it, and I feel like it's another thing that men, especially men that are in hetero relationships, mm-hmm. they be playing themselves because they think it's gay when their girl yes. trying to put their fingers in their butt, and I'm like, bro, but it's not even a, it's that's your woman. Like, how is that, like, just the yeah. act of it itself, like yeah. that's just an ass, you know what I mean?
And it's pleasure. It's yeah, a pleasure yeah, yeah. portal.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I yes. love all that. I am in there and around, and but I'm not as much. I don't do it as much. I'm not as much of a giver when it comes to the ass. Okay. And specifically eating.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Other things are all great, but I'm working my way to that.
Okay, love it. What is one thing sexually that you haven't tried but would like to?
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
One thing sexual that I haven't uh-huh. tried that I'd like to. I'm just trying to think.
We can give you think time.
We'll yeah, give yeah, give me think time. Because
we'll,
there's also, yeah.
We'll go to the next question, but you can think. On a scale,
I've explored a good amount, too. So
a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being vanilla, 10 being rainbow, what number would you categorize yourself as?
Probably 7 or 8. Maybe probably more on the 8.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm definitely down to try everything.
We be a Skittles bag up in this bitch.
Yeah, yo, wow. I mean, like, yo, hey, that's what's up. That's what's up. I mean, definitely.
There you go. Taste the rainbow, yo.
Yo, it's
So those were our questions. You know, you can come back to the one, what's one thing you haven't tried that you would like to. But I want to open it up to Rick, if you have any questions for Fig.
On my phone.
Do you need a charger?
Actually, like, here, there's this here.
Oh, good. But go ahead, Rick.
I'm hoping if it works. I didn't have specific questions. I really did just have, I was listening to some of your music, man. And that theme songs, I really like it a lot. But just, you know, some of your lyrics, you know, happy days come and go, palms up to the sky.
Right.
Hard days come and go, palms face to the sky. I really dig that, you know. And then also, too, on one of your that I thought you one of your lyrics on the what song was it here? Let me look at my notes real quick here. Watermelon Earrings, trying to surpass my idols, but they killed all my idols. So changing the world around me is a risk, but it's vital. I was just really moved by like some of your lyrics, man. I mean. And their songs, you know, songs are dope, man. I really did enjoy your music, man. It's pretty dope.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Yeah. No, I mean, that's where I put it all down. Yeah, trying to surpass my idols, but they killed all my idols. So changing the world around me, here's a risk, but it's vital. The queer don't go viral. The chances ain't the same. We worry about survival.
Yeah.
Watermelon Earrings. That's one of my favorite verses I've ever written. I feel like is like epic in ways that I've, you know, I try to get back to that. The way that I wrote that verse, because I just loved it so much. It was just like so just jumping to the fear.
That was a download.
Yeah, that was, yeah. Mm-hmm. Watermelon Leones was absolutely a download. And I appreciate that. And that's, I really feel like for folks that are tuning in who are new to my work, that my music is really where you're going to find some of my best of me in my music, because that is where mm-hmm. I dedicate the best of me to and give the best of me to. Yeah, damn. And all the wildness, all the fun too. You know, it ain't all deep. It's all like we could gender bend all over the bed mattress. Yay! That ground floor track with Mother Nature. So check that one out too. We out here for a lot of things. We got a full range. So, you know, be sure to check it out and tap in.
Yeah. You said that you maybe had some, you know, some bars for us that.
You said some bars. There, you know what? There is one, a track called Skirt. Like, it's kind of kind of double, like skirt, but also a skirt, you know?
Right.
Like,
ooh, skirt. I love it. No pressure.
No. I'm just trying to remember. It's not out yet. It's going to be on a new project. The next big projects for everyone called Spice Boys.
Damn, y'all heard it here first.
Spice Boys 2022. Mm-hmm. So it's coming out. So make sure to tap in. But she loved me in the skirt when she riding. I'm like, fuck it. I'm like, I then. He loved me in a chain and a big T. Gold chain bouncing on the base of his big speech. They could bust it open for a real one. Looking for a switch like a light bulb and some. I'm the king with a talent, you can guess some. King with a ding, 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 you can guess some bounce. Let me tell you what this shit is all about. Pretty boy, good dick, get down. If you invite him for yourself, get shit. Out. Here for the, but they staying for the bounce. That's just a little bit. This is a little.
Woo! It's, now it really got hot.
Yeah, really.
I'm all about that Spice Boys, okay?
Yeah, Spice Boys. I love that. I really had so much fun writing that, too. I just wanted to, like, yeah, I'm definitely sexuality and kind of the yes. fun and the fluidness is coming out of my music more and more. And that is what the Spice Boys project is really about.
It's about
like, fun, wild, fluid, yeah. shameless little bangers and bops.
I love that. Fluid and shameless and bangers all in the same sentence. Year? It's just, you know, it's just everything.
Yeah.
Rick, we haven't gotten to the chat in a minute. What's popping over there?
So we're going a little quite a ways back here. Yeah, we're going to go a little way back here. So first of all, they were saying, here we go. Felix Reyes, mother of the year because my mom wasn't having that with five other kids in the house.
Oh, the lung showers,
yeah,
probably.
The lung showers, yeah. Moses saying, I'm taking notes. Yeah,
that
I got
was for
you.
Me. That was for
yeah.
me. Thank
love
you.
It.
Goddess Lotus sharing the knowledge. Carol Mommy, has he been to a dungeon or a play party?
Oh, Carol, thank you. I have not done that. And to,
I
so,
have not either.
Yeah, wait. So to a question that you asked uh-huh. that I was sitting on was, what's something that I want to try?
Yeah.
I think that I'd be down to do something. Yeah, like go to like a play party with like a good amount of folks and just kind of yeah. like, and strangers to some extent, but kind of like yes. a safe, explorative, you know.
I know the place for you.
Okay, yeah,
it's
great.
It's a dungeon in North Hollywood. I had an episode where we had a pastor who was on and who was also in the kink community.
All right.
And so the dungeon that they are a part of, it's very much open, fluid,
as
queer.
Deep,
yeah. yeah.
I'm into it. Yeah, I'm into it.
People of color, so, you know, I'll give you that info.
Yeah, okay, no, that's a great shit.
Felix was referencing the OnlyFans. How much was the subscription?
Yo, you hit me up. I'll let you know.
Moses saying, wepa, it's okay to make a U-turn.
Skirt.
smooth ass fig when we were referring to the favorite body part. Or no, ass. I think it was ass. And then,
yeah, right.
I am what I eat, mm-hmm. yeah. And then Fire, this was referencing the songs that I was talking about. So
yes.
those are my favorite. Bars, Rick, Get With It or Get Lost. All day, every day.
Yeah.
David Solis with the... thumbs up or the hang, you know, thumbs up emoji. Is that a thumbs up? Drop that Doja instrumental.
You know what? I gotta make a comment about that. When I was in New York, I did a freestyle track at one of my shows just off the top to this Doja instrumental, and I was just ripping. And so, I mean, I put some instrumentals on. We can definitely
Marlena.
Do that.
Carol Mommy, Lorna, I just found your plus one for you. With the kiss emojis.
So let me go back to that.
Wow.
Last night we were in a room on Clubhouse and we were talking about dating apps and whatnot. And Carol Mommy is like, man, she's a ride or die. And she's just like, Lore, I'm manifesting you being a third in a relationship because I feel like that's where you would be really good at.
I think about that a lot.
Yeah. And I was like, Carol, I don't know. We'll see. Like, I'm open. So she's like, I am manifesting for you. And then she's hitting me up last night and she's like, pinging me into rooms on Clubhouse, and she's like, get on stage, plug your show, talk about this, talk about that. Mm. So Carol out there, you know, she's trying to manifest all the good
right.
things.
All right, I like that. Shazzy Carol Mommy.
Carol Mommy's the best. She's in San Diego. She's also the one who said, manifesting sexual frequency show with you performing, like a live audience show for sexual
frequency. We can make it happen. That's easy.
Make it happen. I haven't had a live show yet.
All right. Well,
so
I think
that
good
would
first
be dope
one.
As fuck. Yes, it would. Oh my God.
That
this is so
great.
Exciting. Y'all, we are past the time.
What is
I
that even? There's no time.
It.
It's
I
just
mean,
now.
You're
we are
right.
now over
you,
and over.
You are absolutely
We give
right.
the audience what they want, and they want this.
That's right.
Y'all want
they
this?
They do.
Do you like this?
Ooh,
I like this.
How he dropped his voice like that.
Like a little
sexy.
Octave change.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, we
I
got
like
tonal
that.
Variation. What's up?
Damn. You trying to have a better voice than me on my show? Come on,
okay. My bad. You know, I'm a recording artist.
No,
so.
It's all good. We love it. We love to hear that the sexy sounds. Okay. Well, we would like to know with something we do on the show. It's called Let's Make a Playlist. What are your top three songs on your, like, sexy playlist? Like, when you want to have a very intimate, seducing kind of, like, the orgasms that we were talking about earlier, right? Like, where it's, like, full pleasure, emotion, you're in it, you're, like, your spirit is, like, shaking and, like, high-fiving you.
I really love to fuck to D'Angelo. I really love to fuck to D'Angelo. And I could put on Brown Sugar, the first album, let it move to voodoo, and let it even go all the way to Black Vanguard, and just run every single song through, and we can, and we'll have a full range of experience too. We'll make some love, we'll definitely fuck, we'll just vibe, we'll just. So I do. That's what I do. I think I D'Angelo. I let a D'Angelo playlist just run. I'm trying to think of some like older stuff that I like too as well, off the top. I used to have a sex playlist in like college. I made one.
Ooh, you gotta share that with us.
Yeah, it had some like Trey songs on it. So, I invented Sex Remix with like Usher and all that.
That still slaps.
Yeah, that does still slap. Song is hot. It holds up. It really does. So that track too, I have a good time too. I'm thinking about I'm trying to think of some other artists that
get you there.
Yeah.
I love me some Miguel too.
Ooh, Miguel for sure.
Miguel, because he's got a lot of range. He has a lot of songs that can really get you in like a BDSM dominatrix, like dominant submissive vibe.
Love that shit.
For sure. Yeah. So we're gonna close up the show, but we will be staying on a little bit longer live on YouTube. If you want to catch us on Pillow Talk after the show, come on in. You can find us at Lotus Hustle Life or TGN Latinx. And yeah, join us for Pillow Talk. Figgy, let the people know where they can find you and what is it that, no, if they want to know what's going on, what's up your sleeve, they got to come to Pillow Talk. But let the people know where they can find you. What are all the places that that they can, you know, explore?
Figgy? Yeah, no, absolutely. So y'all can find me everywhere at Figgy Baby. That's Figgy Baby on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Come through on TikTok because people be saying wild shit on TikTok and I respond to all of it.
Oh, I love that. But what about, you got to share your Twitter handle?
Yeah, Twitter is Figgy Baby. Well, the handle is Figgy Baby, but you can find me at Octavia Butler's favorite rapper. Octavia Butler's favorite rapper. That's just a fact right there. And yeah, everywhere, Figgy Baby, FiggyBaby.com, Figgy Baby on Spotify, iTunes, Tidal, wherever music is. So am I. And so tap in, tune in, and stay in touch.
Definitely. Gosh, when you said that, Octavia Butler's favorite rapper, I just felt like this big, like, just smile. Like, man, you know, she's smiling down on the work that you're doing. I know that for a fact. I feel it. I feel it in my body. I feel it in my soul. So,
absolutely.
That's what's up. Ricky, yes, you want to be found, boo? Let people know where they can find you.
Yeah, Instagram, RickRocks00.
Get found.
And that's about it. Instagram.
Yeah, y'all can find me at Lotus Hustle on IG, Goddess Loaded on TikTok. And you know, we're live here every Wednesday. This is where we live, sexual frequency. Because you know, you gotta get in touch with yourself. And I'm just gonna add one more lyric in here because I just loved it so much. It makes me crack up and it's so true. Don't jump to conclusions with bad knees.
Don't jump to conclusions with bad knees, y'all.
And listen, hurt yourself. From two individuals with bad knees, we understand the risks of doing that. Like, don't jump to conclusions. At the end of the day, you got to work on your bones, your structure, your core, what it is that you truly and fully believe in, so that's going to support you in your authentic expression, and you're not going to be able to be shaken by anybody else. Anybody else's rules, nonsense, bullshit, you're just going to be you unapologetically.
Shamelessly.
But shamelessly.
Presently. Yes. Fully.
We just keep going, man. This is just so amazing. But we do have to go, and we're going to end the show like we end it every week with the knowledge of my ancestors, my mama, who said, play with yourself every night so that you know your body and you know what you like. This is Goddess Lore.
Rick Rocks.
Figgy Fig.
And thank you for joining us. This was a great episode, and we hope that you guys will join us for Pillow Talk on YouTube and then catch us next week.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
Love y'all.
All right, stay tuned on YouTube. So let me give me 10 seconds here. So let's do this.
Okay.
All right, peace out, y'all. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Hey.
Happy days. Come and go. Palms face to the sky. Hard days come and go. Palms face to the sky. Fuck my fears and the time I've lost, but the funds my life is the time I got. I won't let